Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Son wants it. Son gets it. Son's drive! What a strike from Son Heung-min. Twice in the first half. He couldn't get it past the Preston goalkeeper. But that one was past him in a flash.
Wow, what a goal, what a strike.
And there's Sanchez. Up to Perisic, flick to Son. Son's able to turn and face goal. The rest was inevitable. He's finding his form again tonight. His Spurs and South Korea's Son.
It's a really well-worked goal as well. Another wonderful strike from Son. A lovely ball and a little flick around the corner there from Perisic, and then the touch, he sets himself, picks his spot, left foot again, goalkeeper, no chance.
Here's Bissouma, shuffles past a couple, Hill, Kulusevski pulls wide. Kulusevski across, Danjuma's there, debut goal.
Not a bad start.
In the right place to do the right thing and to send Spurs through to the fifth round on cruise control.
Just wanted the ball rolled across into his path, and that's exactly what happened. Not a great connection with it, but in the back of the net, he doesn't care.
And fired home by Perisic!
It's Eric Dier, bang! Here's Lucas Moura, oh, they got it!
What a strike by Bissouma!
Oh, he goes tying it again and wins it. Great work from Romero. What a save by Lloris. Jed Spence. Oh! Off the bar, Richarlison!
Ball going Kulusevski.
The strike in cash. Son scores! Crossing Kane! Can you truly believe this?
Hello and welcome to The Last Word on Spurs. We hope you're keeping very, very safe and well. Thank you so much for joining us as we provide you with instant reaction to Tottenham Hotspur beating Preston North End and advancing to the fifth round of the FA Cup. As we record live right now, it appears there is some breaking news that Spurs are finally closing in on their primary target of this
order. Point of order, Chair. It's not breaking news. Someone told you this 48 hours ago. Some fat bloke from Acne told you it 48 hours ago. You heard it here first about here we go. I know you had him on the show last night. I know he's well respected, but I told you first. Carry on, Rick. Evening.
Could have got crackers on for the 14 minutes of filter slot. Unbelievable. Spurs are closing in on their primary target in Pedro Porro. Fabrizio Romano announcing that as we recall with you right now. We had Fabrizio on yesterday. He was adamant he would be coming in, and he is in, and crackers there verifying if ever you was in doubt. Welcome to The Last Word on Spurs. If you're listening to the show for the first time, you can find us on iTunes, we're on Spotify, across all major audio platforms. We're, of course, on Twitter at Last Word on Spurs. We're on Facebook and Instagram too. Now, you've guessed who one of the guests is tonight, because, listen, he always makes himself heard, and we absolutely love him for that. We've got the wonderful Richard Cracknell joining us. Joining Crackers, delighted to have back on the show. Always fun when he's for it. Well, when we all get together as a foursome, if I can say that at this time of the evening. We're joined by the wonderful Sammy Powell and the brilliant musician John Wobble, who guide you through Spurs safely going through to the FA Cup fifth round. I'm not sure if it was safe at the time when that team lineup came out. I was thinking that if I text John right now and ask him what he made of that lineup, I'm not sure if it would have been an audible conversation.
When I saw the lineup, I did wonder. I was a bit worried. I thought, here we go. Is he going to take the FA Cup seriously? I expected a bit of a stronger lineup, but come on, yeah, they did the job. I was impressed with the defence. There was a bit of pace about the team tonight, all over the pitch. Apart from moving the ball at pace, I have to say, and they weren't wide enough in the first half. You could obviously see that. You know, I think a lot of that is, I think it's probably down to Conte. He doesn't want them stuck out wide if there's counter attacks, that kind of thing. You know, but they've done the trick. They've done the job. Great to see Son get his scoring boots back on. And Danjuma, I'm a very superstitious like we all are with football, and you kind of think it's the stuff of legends, you score on your debut. By the way, you might be looking, thinking, how comes I'm so clear, audible-wise? And it's I've got me 2 grand hearing aids that are also got a microphones in. Because I can still with the bottom end, that's all that matters. Above 100 hertz, I'm deaf as a coot nowadays. But
the repercussions of rock and roll.
Well, I'm afraid it is, yeah. Let too much their music over the years, but it is good for being doing selective hearing with people, of course. You know, well, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. You know, when you they took the band asked for wages and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I heard that. Pardon, I heard that. Pardon,
he don't need to hear the bass guitar, he just does it.
Beethoven was as deep as a post. I'm as deep as a post. It didn't stop him. It won't stop me.
Cracks, let's start with you. Tottenham into the fifth round of the FA Cup following that 3-0 win against Preston. Heung-min Son, a brace. Arnold Danjuma getting a goal on his debut. Is that, quite frankly, Cracks, the perfect evening for Tottenham?
Yeah, you can't not be, can you? And like you said, Rick, you got to get your kicks where you can get them at the moment, because we have had a lot of negativity. Some of it brought on by the club itself. They create this vacuum of no information at all, which just gets filled with a lot of air on social media and things like that. So, it was a bit terrifying when you saw the lineup. But, you know, listen, Sonny's there tonight with a smile on his face yet again. And we was all saying just how down he looked. It seems to be a confidence thing with him, because it was the first thing that he mentioned in his post-match interview. And he said, you know, it's good for my confidence. So that was the first thing he mentioned, probably the biggest factor that's been going on with him. So to see him smiling and firing a couple of goals, and not just a couple, I mean, both equally brilliant. First one, a fantastic, unbelievable bending shot into the top corner. And you can turn around and say, yeah, but it's Preston. And there's an element of that. But I don't know. I kind of feel that you could have put maybe 10 Premier League goalkeepers in goal for that. And they're still finding the top corner. Second goal, brilliant poise and turn. And there he is smiling again. So, it was just lovely to see. And then, of course, Danjuma with his goal. Listen, he scuffed it in. But tell you what, if he does that in the 88th minute in the North London derby, or he does that in the 88th minute of a cup final at Wembley, you ain't really moaning about it, are you? So, look, it was Preston at the end of the day. But it was a good professional performance. They are banana skins. It's the FA Cup. And we've all seen every year it throws up a giant killer or an upset. So we've gone there, controlled the game. First half, I know a lot of people in the comments say to me, is that a duvet behind you? Yes, it is, because that's where we was with the first half, wasn't it? I actually looked up the sponsors of Preston, the Par Group, and when I looked, they're actually a rubber company. And that first half really was a dead rubber, wasn't it? They must sell dead rubber, the Par Group, because that's what they've got offered up in that first half. It was terrible. But you can't not be happy with that.
John, let's come around to you. Tottenham are in that fifth round of the hat. And to be fair, one of those nights where it was quite frankly a really professional performance from Tottenham. Forster not really needing to do anything. And it wouldn't be Spurs if all the goals didn't come in the second half of the game, which is almost like becoming a textbook matter with Tottenham. So tell us what you made, John, of that performance overall and Spurs advance into the fifth round of the FA Cup.
These Championship teams are no mugs, you know. And they were well set up and compact, and it was you know, we needed to move the ball quicker. I wasn't too worried, actually, you know, by half time. I felt confident we'd make the breakthrough, just keep plugging away. They started moving the ball a bit quicker. There's still a worrying lack of quality with the wing backs, you
Absolutely.
Know. Yep. You know, I mean, Sessegnon is actually getting into good positions. He's beating his man on the outside, but you know, honestly, the lack of a ball in with him and we've had the same with Emerson Royal. He's not as bad as people say, by the way. He's really not, you know, he's really not as bad as people say, but he just hasn't got a ball in, which is quite bad, I must admit, for a professional footballer who plays as a right back, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, Doherty sometimes looks the best of a not very good look. I don't know what it is. It's just terrible balls in, you know. But we started moving it quicker and I thought it was a very good, solid performance. I suspect Conte really fancies himself to get hold of the defensive side of things and organisational side of things the way he did in the second half of last season, you know. So I suspect we probably won't be signing any big quality centre-halves, and he wants to work with what he's got. I suspect he thinks he can get them, he can do a job with them, you know. Which he started to show in the last couple of games, you know. I thought against Fulham second half, very solid. That back three, when it turns into a five, envelops teams, and we go into what looks like a 5-4-1 when we haven't got the ball, and it's doing its job, because that's a lot of it. The players are just not quite in the right positions, you know. And it was a terrible couple of weeks, wasn't it? You know, Arsenal and then City. The City, I mean, I knew it. You could feel it coming. The Arsenal game, I turned it off the first half, you know, before they scored even. You know, it was just horrible. And then with City, I was playing a gig, and the crew said, we'll update. I said, no, don't give me any updates. I normally have it on telly as a play, a side of the stage, and they give me, I said, no, don't bother. And then when I found out, I was really happy going two up. It would have got me excited. And we, you know, just typical Tottenham. But it was, you could feel it all. There were the injuries, you know, you could feel it was going to be a really tough couple of weeks. Please God, we're now out of that, you know. And it's been, and this guy, everyone's saying he's not going to start. I don't know. He looks like he fancies the job. And I'm quite excited with the thought of, that you can see what Conte's all about, some energy, some aggression and physicality, as well as skill up front, you know, because one of the things that's really poor is our pressing. I thought that was pretty good today, and the aggression, closing, getting on that second ball today, all through the game, I thought was really good, you know, all through the team. And obviously the pressing's going to stop, because Sonny's not been great at pressing. He's not the best of pressers. Harry Kane, who's we all know how great he is, he just hasn't got the pace really to press now, has he?
No, agree.
You know, so having Richarlison there and his Danjuma as Kulusevski, you know, it's an exciting front line that, which I think we might see before the end of the season. You know, if we by a miracle go further in the Champions League, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Richarlison through the middle, Danjuma on the left, and Kulusevski over on the right.
Sam, let's come round to you. Look, Tottenham much, much better in the second half than arguably the first half, although that does seem like a running theme. Also able to win a game without using Harry Kane can only be a good thing as well. And also, we have to emphasise the point, 10 Premier League sides at this point already out of the FA Cup in Arsenal, Chelsea, Newcastle, Brentford, Villa, Wolves, Palace, Everton, Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest. And again, a reminder, we are recording on a Saturday here. So bearing in mind, if we're listening to this on Sunday, later on in the Sunday evening, this could have changed. But already 10 Premier League sides out of the FA Cup. Just how important, Sam, was it to get through? No banana skin, no upset. Spurs in the fifth round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of negativity, hasn't there, Rick? And you know what? I'm one of those that tries not to get drawn into it. But it's hard with what's going on at Tottenham at the moment not to. And it does get into your blood, doesn't it, to just start getting down and negative, and even if, you know, the most positive characters like me. But you know what? I'm all smiles tonight. I do want to just say, my little boy's watching me on TV on the live YouTube channel for the first time, Arthur, and I want to give him a quick love you, because my favourite moment of the night was when Sonny put that first goal in, and he stood up and went, "What have I just witnessed?" And I was just, it was brilliant. Just, we were dancing around the front room. He was singing, "Nice one, Sonny. Nice one, son. Let's have another one." And yeah, listen, it was painful in the first half. We could pick that apart and I'd be happy to, but I don't feel that negative tonight. You know, it wasn't good in that first half. We were equally matched by a club of lesser level. But it's when that class shows through, shines through, and it came through at the right time for Sonny, didn't it? You know, we've all been praying for that. If you haven't been praying for Sonny to get back on his feet like that, get away with you. You know, I'm not being funny. He is one of the best characters in football. He's one of the most kind-hearted people. But also, we all know the skill he's got. Form is temporary, class is permanent. That was world-class from Sonny, both goals. And then the Danjuma goal as well put a massive smile on my face, because he looks driven. I'm sure we're going to speak about him, but he looks fire. He rides his line like Jermaine Defoe. He looks like he wants the ball all the time, gets angry when he doesn't get it. There's a lot of good stuff to discuss tonight, and I'm happy to be part of it, Ricky.
Honestly, mate, happy to have you here. I think it's fair to say Cracks will notice, having done these shows, well, in the last few weeks or over the last month, it's been difficult to find many positive with what's been going on in, outside and around the football club. So it is nice to be bringing you a positive show on Tottenham, in which, like I say, we are closing in. And when this show is out on audio, for all you that love to have a run on it on a Sunday morning or listen to it on a Sunday morning, Pedro Porro may already be a Spurs player at the time that you listen to this show. And I know it's something that we've been looking for. I must just say a massive shout out to King Hoddle there, the point he made. And again, thank you so much for all the love for Last Word on Spurs. King Hoddle says here, look, last 16 of the Champions League and obviously FA Cup. Spurs, obviously, of course, still within 3 points of the top four. Terrible crisis. But I think, again, we could arguably say we do bring that on ourselves in relation to the manager's future and what is going on in and around the club and how we have, in terms of the January transfer window, left it late. But it wouldn't be Tottenham if it wasn't leaving it late. But what we must firstly just again emphasise from us here at Last Word on Spurs, that we are delighted to be sponsored by the Beavertown corner pin. That is the Beavertown bang opposite your south stand. Now, we can say this now for the last few days of January, that if you're looking for a change to your usual beer or think of trying something different this January, then you can go for that cracking alcohol-free IPA Laser Crush. Shout out, of course, to Mr. Lee McQueen, who normally do his little telltale on the Laser Crush, how much he loves it. He's actually in that Preston away in tonight with the Spurs fans, who I must just say were absolutely magnificent. Again, like Fulham at Craven Cottage, unbelievable support from the away fans. And like I said before, if Spurs could match the away fans' performances, this team would win the league, quite frankly. I mean, the away fans were absolutely superb.
I think when people start pressing a bit more forward, you know, you can really see the true talents. Son stood up to the plate tonight and made it happen. And we've got those options in Richarlison now. Danjuma, I mean, I'm expecting big things from him. Kulusevski, the attack is like, you know, it's, I mean, if you picture a person that doesn't train legs on leg day, but then you go up to the top of the body and they're like a big absolute powerhouse, that's Tottenham at the moment. Do you know what I mean? We're just like up front, we are a powerhouse. We've got everything. And then at the back, it is flaky. I mean, I think, to be fair, we look quite well put together tonight, to say it. But Sessegnon, I have to agree with what John was saying to me. Royale, he isn't as bad as everybody says, but I'm sorry, mate, he's bad. And he isn't good enough for Tottenham. But the fact that Sessegnon's making him look good is a real problem. And Sessegnon was getting in the right space. That's one thing I will say. He knows where it's going. So in his head, he knows what to happen. With his legs, he doesn't. And that final third, that
the decision making, Sam, is a massive problem, isn't it, with him? The decision making of him is just a massive concern with Sessegnon.
Yeah, I've always talked about his big boy wings, haven't I, and getting him into big boy games and whatever. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I say about Sessegnon. He hasn't got them. And, you know, we're in the Champions League now. You know, we're coming into these serious games against Milan and even further, let's hope. He will not cut that mustard. No chance. And it's that ball, getting it into the box. He hasn't got it. I mean, him and Royal, they both do the same thing. I mean, Kulusevski, you'll notice it on every single cross that he does. He looks up, he knows, like Harry Kane does, and that's what you should be doing. He's looking for the pass, and if he sees a spot to shoot, he'll shoot as well, Kulusevski. I mean, all good players will do that. Sessegnon and Royal, they're having a punt, you know, they're getting down that line, and they're watching the ball at the feet and thinking, this is going to go in the box, I'm going to hit it as hard as I can and hope that someone can get on the end of it, and that's not good enough. You know, when you look at the difference between the crossing from Perisic as well. But listen, again, I'm trying to find, I'm picking out hairs here. At the end of the day, I'm absolutely super buzzing with the result. And it was great to see Sonny standing up to the plate there. I was gutted when I saw Richarlison have picked up a knock. I hope this isn't going to become a running theme. It's, you know, we were warned about it, but from Everton and... you know, that some people didn't understand his true talent, but he is prone to injuries. Well, they're right on both of those accounts so far. And I hope, after seeing him in the World Cup, I've never been so revved up to get him back, and we just can't see any more of him.
Yeah, no, I agree, Sam. I mean, look, again, tonight it's a case that you can only beat what was in front of you. And, you know, in relation to the game, I think going into it, and I think I said to Cracks, even on our WhatsApp chat beforehand, I had real reservations when I saw that lineup, which we are going to bring into focus in a second, because, you know, where Spurs are right now in terms of opportunities to win a competition, you have to say, look, I know obviously we've got the Champions League to come and it's a great opportunity to see what we can do in there. But I think we come to a point now in the season where the FA Cup is a real genuine opportunity for Spurs to really go far in a competition. You know, of course, that the Premier League is massively important, but, you know, 1991, the last FA Cup for Tottenham, just far, far too long for a club of our heritage when we were known for me growing up as a cup side. I said for me, going into this game, this was the biggest game of our season because this is a potentially big opportunity to actually reach a cup final. And I know John and Lily White Rose put it out yesterday, you know, 10 Premier League sides already out the FA Cup, 10. This is before we see what happens on Sunday, of course. Arsenal, Chelsea, Newcastle, Brentford, Villa, Wolves, Palace, Everton, Bournemouth, Nottingham Forest. We understand that Sunday we'll get the draw, and let's hope it's a kind draw for us. You could probably argue that we're probably more suited, better playing away at the moment than at home, given our recent run of results. But a real opportunity, you do feel, to really go far in a competition where it's all there to play for us. And what I am just going to quickly do now is I'm just going to bring in the stats from the game this evening. So Preston 0, Spurs 3. Stats on there, as you can see on your screen for our watching audience here. 5 shots from Preston to Spurs is 13. Just the 1 shot on target to Spurs is 6. Fouls committed during the game, it was 6 for Preston, 12 for Tottenham. Just the 1 yellow card for Preston, where it looked like play acting with a player trying to attempt to win a penalty. Although I've got to be honest with you, at the moment when that was going on, my heart was in my mouth. Corner-wise, 2 for Preston, 9 to Spurs. And in relation to the possession, Spurs dominating it overall, finishing with 69% of the possession. And Jason McGovern will be pleased that for FA Cup games, we can't seem to get hold of the XG at the moment. So Jason will be delighted that we cannot find XG for the FA Cup. And he'll think, long may that continue. We're trying our best to find the XG. But what we are going to do, we are going to go for our first break of the show for our listeners on audio. And taking you into that break, you are going to hear from Christian Stellini, who gives you his reaction to Spurs advancing in the FA Cup.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Start the game like we expected from the team. We made some changes and nothing changed from the last performance. And so we have to be happy for that. And we create a comfortable second half because we play a great first half. And the ball move quickly. And we have only to wait the right moment to find a solution like Sonny did. And it was a great performance.
You mentioned Sonny there. Obviously, that's got to be great for his confidence to score two great goals like that.
Absolutely, yes. He's a top player. He has only to wait the right moment and to feel comfortable to find the space to attack and to play 1v1 often. And this evening was a good game for him.
Do you think Sonny felt extra responsibility tonight with no Harry Kane there?
I think so. We can feel this from Sonny, and without Harry was the most important striker for us, and we played with Perisic not in his perfect position, so for Sonny was important to find a way to score and to let the team win.
And do you think he's been galvanised a bit by the signing of Danjuma, the extra competition in his place?
Yeah, Danjuma is a good start for him. It's a good start to score in the first game. We are looking forward to work with him. We have to discover this guy. He can play in many positions in the three in front, and we are happy for them. But also, I want to mention the three at the back because they play a real good game. Sanchez was captain. Is a good match for also for Patron. And all the three at the back.
Christian, can you tell us what's wrong with Richarlison? Probably a game he would have hoped.
Yeah, he has a small problem in the last few days. We tried to recover him, but was not a good idea. Risk Richarlison. We had just Harry Kane sick, and so was not a good idea to risk him. We will find Richarlison next week.
Can you tell us what it is? Is it his hamstring again, for instance?
No. It was a different injury. No. He recovered well. He has a small problem on his adductor, but nothing special.
What did you think of Preston?
We start very well, and our pace in the game was high, and we allowed them only to try to find the ball, to try to take the ball. And they defend very well in the first half, but they run a lot. And I mentioned the three at the back because they never allowed them to counter-attack in the first half, and was a good first half. And then the difference in the second half was Sonny find the target and that create a comfortable.
Did you feel like it was only a matter of time after the first half?
Yeah, I think it was energy, and they had problem because they ran a lot in the first half, and it's not easy to play against a team like us. And the difference, you have to show this difference. We ask to our player to follow last game against Fulham, and we start very well the game.
Sorry to have to ask this, but at various points during the game, the away fans were singing songs about Sol Campbell, one in particular, which is very offensive. But particularly at Spurs this season, where you have had tragedy within the club with a member of the coaching staff passing away, is it acceptable for Tottenham fans to sing that kind of song about Sol Campbell?
Honestly, I didn't hear this. I discover now what you said. It's not for me a moment to comment this, but I hope that never happen again.
Yeah, one more.
Son's maybe not been scoring at the frequency we used to in recent weeks. So, how important is it for your ambitions this season to have a performance like that really getting
back? It's important. It's important because we spoke a lot about changing mentality, and what means changing mentality for us is really important to have players that didn't play the last game. We made changes and the result was the same. For Antonio, it's very important to have a team in all the... to have the squad, and every player has to play on the same level. Nothing has to change if you make changes. And this is a good point of start, because we have a tough schedule. We have a lot of games to play in the next 43 days, and so it is important to have the confidence to make changes.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There was always a last one on Spurs. We do encourage you to get in your questions during the show and after the show. As always, got a whole host of questions in here, more statements that have come in. I'm just going to read these out, and then we're going to look at the lineup ahead of the game. So starting with, let's go with a couple of questions around in here. Ben Taylor says, interesting that Sanchez was chosen as captain over Son. Better performance from him. Granted, it was only a championship side. And really hoping that Son wasn't injured when he came off, and also hoping Richie was just a precaution. We are obviously going to hear more from Christian Stellini on that. The North Remember says Danjuma is going to be yet another Paratici masterclass. Buy option of around €24 million up front. Let's see if Spurs do execute that come the summer. Tony Hobbs says, much better performance. Great to see Sonny smiling again, as Sammy referenced to. Hopefully this is the kickstart of our season now, and a debut goal for Danjuma. Spurs are on their way to Wembley. And lots of comments in regards to the wing-backs, which we are going to come on to. But Crack, let's come round to you to discuss the lineup for this one. Caused a lot of controversy going into it. So Spurs went for a 3-4-3 there, as you can see. Forster in goal. And, you know, when this team came out, it was seven changes from what we had from Spurs' previous game. Christian Stellini confirming Richarlison wasn't available. He claimed it wasn't a big problem, so we'll only have to wait some days for his return. It meant Ivan Perisic was pushed further alongside Heung-min Son and Dejan Kulusevski into the front three. Harry Kane got at least for him the opportunity to have a bit of rest time for this one on the bench. And in doing so alongside him was also Arnold Danjuma, who was made to wait for his debut, which we know he eventually came on and scored for Tottenham. Rare opportunity to see that pairing in midfield of Basuma and Rodrigo Bentancur. Oliver Skip edging out Pat Matasar for the central midfield bench spot again, alongside Pierre-Emile Højbjerg. And despite all the different varying degrees of loans that we've seen recently being linked the way player-wise, Brian Hill on the bench, he came on, and Jed Spence not even in the squad. So it was a makeshift back three with Davinson Sanchez in that central role, as he hasn't always looked comfortable in, but he did captain the side. And World Cup finalists Hugo Lloris, Christian Romero, who won the competition, given the weekend off. So it was a 3-4-3 without Harry Kane for the first time this season. And always credit to Ali Gold for that breakdown. Cracks, overall, when team came out, what did you make of it?
Well, this is the type of team that you should be able to put out in the fourth round versus a team from the Championship. You get to rest some legs, and obviously there's what's going on with a goalkeeper at the moment, so it's a chance to rest him. Will he be dropped? I very much doubt it. And the rest of it just really speaks for itself, Rick, to be honest. excuse me. Yeah, look, this is exactly the type of team in a squad the size of Spurs that you should be able to put out and do what we've done this evening. So Bissouma looked okay, as we've already discussed with Sessegnon. It's just not there, is it, Rick? It is just not there. Sanchez, the same. They look frightened. Sometimes they look like a dog chasing a balloon, don't they, to quote the great Paul Hawksby. You know, it's... But the rest of the team, it's exactly what you want. Kane's not feeling well. Don't play him. Let him rest. Let him get better. And then you bring him back. So... You know, if you want to go deep into all competitions, don't forget we've still got the Champions League and the rest. We're only halfway through the Premier League as well. So fourth round game versus Preston, exactly the team you want to see. Sonny is a confidence issue. So you play him. Simple as that. He gets two goals, smile on his face. Next weekend, he's 10 foot tall. So... It's a perfect team, really. You look at it and you think to yourself, oh, my life. But maybe sometimes we jump the gun a little bit. This is where social media is a bit of a problem, Rick, isn't it? Because you take to it and you go, oh, you know, I really fear what's going to happen today. And then it's there forever. You know, if it's a chat on the phone back in, like, you know, the 1970s when you'd run up the phone box and ring your mate with a fistful of 10p's, that conversation was had and it was gone, you know, and afterwards you was like, oh, you know, thankfully there's no record of that, me being all frightened of what was going to happen. But now it's there forever, isn't it? It's there forever. So, yeah, fearful of that lineup, but not as fearful as your lineup on your viewing box on Sky, Rick. I think, would you have four episodes of Love Island to catch up on? I found that scary. Yeah, that's a scarier lineup. You laying in bed watching four back-to-back episodes of Love Island. Come on, Rick. When are you going on, Rick, by the way? When are you going on?
Probably in the month when the wife divorces me for all these shows.
Me and John wouldn't even get on to Canvey Island, let alone Love Island.
that's right.
You, Rick, your well-coiffured hair. You're a shoo-in, you are.
Not when this second child comes along, the air's gone, everything's gone. I tell you, I'll be finished. I'll be quite frankly finished. They won't be touching me in there, the baggage on me, Jesus Christ. You do a Spurs podcast, leave that. I'm not touching you. Don't worry about it. I tell you. John, if I can bring you in to try and save my dignity here, which has probably gone out the window now, thanks, Crax. John, look, you know what? Many people will look at that lineup and think no Lloris, no Romero, Spence, Sarr, Richarlison, a back five, Doty, Tanganga, Sanchez, Longley, and Sessegnon. There will be many that are thinking, how have we gone with a situation where Pat Matassar has gone from starting the North London Derby to now not even making a 20-man squad for Preston? Is that down to the quality in midfield or the depth we've got in midfield, or is that because at the moment he's looking to bed him in? John, what do you reckon?
Well, it's probably a case of who trained best in the week, I suppose. Who looked sharpest, I would have thought. Simple as that. I thought putting him in against Arsenal was really, I have to say, I don't agree with everything Conte does. I thought that was a bit mad. You know, you're putting him in and you know, everyone knows Arsenal would work with what the formation we play and the players we've got at the moment. We were going to be outnumbered. So it didn't really make sense to put him in there, you know. I actually thought he did half decent in that game, but I would have expected to see him in tonight. But you notice Skip, who's been very quiet. He's been a bit off the pace up to this point. Did very well when he came on tonight. He was moving the ball quickly. Seemed like he's back to get back to match fitness now. So I guess that's the reason, you know. But I mean, I like the look of Sarr. I think we all do. And you like to think, you know, he's going to start really using the squad now. You know, even like, so I would have thought Brian Gill would be off on loan. I think he indicated that Sarr wouldn't be off on loan. But maybe, I suppose Gill will go, Sarr will stay, and he'll start. And I would have thought he'll use him in games, you know, just the last 10 minutes of cup games, if only that. You know, he's a good player. He says he rates him, but you can't argue really with Skip starting tonight, because if the player comes off the bench and does well, they've proven the manager's point, haven't they? You know,
agree. Yeah, agree. No, I totally agree with that. I mean, Sam, coming over to you. Look, I mean, we've spoken about, naturally, Spurs in that first half, just how poor the show was. Look, I'm conscious we've gone on to win the game 3-0, but look, we do have this reoccurring theme where, you know, we do start games slowly tonight. If I'm being honest with you, I just thought in the first half, there was just a real genuine lack of quality. I mean, I will say, obviously, second half, we did move the ball a lot more faster. But, I mean, Sam, at the moment, I think what we're seeing is the deficiency at fullback, which obviously on the back of the news that we're hearing from Fabrizio Romano, and it may very well be announced and official right now that Spurs have obviously got over the line, Pedro Porro. Do you think that will automatically, Sam, enhance our wing-backs? Because, I mean, many will feel that even if we are going to bring Porro in, we've still got the situation on the left-hand side where, don't get me wrong, Perisic has been brilliant from an assist perspective, but he's not been the quickest. And I think, you know, we've got obviously Destiny Adoghi coming in the summer. And
brilliant.
I think
many are looking forward. That's a game changer. Yeah. Destiny's a game changer. That's, you know, that's something I'm really excited to see happen. But Pedro Porro, I think, is an unbelievably good signing for us.
Do you think he'll hit the ground running, Sam? And from what you've seen from our wing backs today,
yeah.
You think he'll hit the ground running?
100%. Honestly, I will eat this hat if he doesn't hit the ground running, and the influence that he'll have on the other players as well. He's a little bit feisty. He's got some leadership. You know, he's the type of player that I think fits into this current Spurs squad really well. You know, with the likes of Richarlison and Højbjerg and these gritty players that we've got. He's there already. In fact, I think part of the terms were that he was still playing. He had to play for Sporting tonight, and I think he's hit the bar tonight whilst we've been live. I heard. So he's a good player. He's got the pace, and I think he's going to be a really good fit for Tottenham. I must say, with the starting lineup though, I mean, Cracker's made a good point. Yeah, this is the type of team you'd want to see against. You know, you're using a bit of your depth and to get the job done. But what? Just Jed Spence's situation. Do we speak about it anymore? Do we not? Or are we just going to wipe our mouths?
I think with regards to that, Sam. Look. The mind of the man just seems to be made up from what we can gauge.
It's done, isn't it? And it
seems clear it was a club signing. And quite frankly, you can see he's a club signing because Conte has never once given him the opportunity. And I think we've got to a point now where I think Conte, even if Conte thought he was good enough, I think he doesn't want to play him. I think Cracks has said this, and Cracks, forgive me if I think I'm probably repeating what you've said here. If Spence was to play well, Conte would think, "Oh my God, I'm going to."
Oh, I get that. I think that's what we're at. It'd be egg on his face, and I get it. But it was a perfect game for him. I mean, he's torn apart clubs like this at his level, you know, with his pace and got down that wing. And I really thought we'd see a bit of him, and it just hasn't happened at Tottenham. And listen, Jed Spence, if you're listening, I've got a spare room at the house. You can come round here and have a kickabout with me and the lads because it's just not happening. They've got it against you. But do you know what? I'm gutted. I wanted to see a lot more of that lad at Tottenham and be given a chance. But he's being given chances and he's being completely written off to begin with. It's just such a shame that. But on a positive note, yeah, I think Pedro Porro, game changer. And I mean game changer. Skriniar.
I think, like I said, we have in news now, Skriniar has just signed for PSG. We heard from Fabrizio yesterday. I don't think that was really ever on the table for Tottenham. So
it'd have been a great fit, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. We've got a couple of days of the window left. Do Spurs look to do anything further to enhance that defence? You probably feel they do need to do that. Obviously,
from what Fabrizio was saying on the show the other night, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, there's going to be a goalkeeper coming in last minute.
Not in this window. I don't think the goalkeeper will be looked at. Probably they'll look at it in the summer. But look, I think with Spurs now, we're at that point where with Porro hopefully being over the line. I have to say that word hopefully because even with Tottenham, you just never know. And bear in mind, when you just hijacked the player from Everton, you don't want to go too overboard and say, you know, listen, Fabrizio's confirmed it. It looks like it's done. Hopefully it's a Spurs player by the time this show, you're listening to it in your ears or you're watching it back. But I think, like I say, now it'll be a case where is there any opportunities in these next final days to really enhance the squad and give it a push? You know, we've got a good...
Yeah.
When this show's being recorded here, we've got 8 days till City. That's a really good opportunity to bed Porro in, let him play against his former club. Hopefully he's got a blinder. And Cracks, come over to you. Do you think that's the last time, Cracks, we're going to see Ryan Sessegnon and Matt Doherty together on a pitch as wing-backs? What do you think, Cracks? Is that the last time?
Well, let's hope so, because I like Doherty. He's full of effort. He's picked up from where he was when he first came in. Is he good enough to get into this team or where we want to get to? Maybe not. Sessegnon, the same. It just looks like a more of a confidence thing with him, because I think there is the player in now that you can't get out. You know, you almost think to yourself, can you give the confidence of Doherty to Sessegnon and try and make just one player between the pair of them? So I think, yeah, let's hope it is. But in cup games, you've got to have a little bit of depth, haven't you? So I don't, yeah, it's hopefully it is, and Porro comes in and does what he says on the tin, because he's a great player, and there's room for some more to come in. I do get the feeling that we probably made a last-ditch attempt to get Skriniar to come to us. But once PSG come in and then just add another two noughts onto the end of everything, it's not going to happen, is it? So, but look, the window's a funny old thing. Spurs are a funny old thing within that window. We've got tomorrow. And is it Monday night or Tuesday night, Rick? I can't remember.
I've been driving you mad about it, Cracks. You should bloody know. We've got Monday night. Well, Monday deadline day eve. Tuesday, you're with us through to the end. You could be putting that duvet down, Rich. I don't know who you're going to be bringing with you after that duvet comes down on deadline.
Yeah, but you know what my diary's like, Rick. All I do is I write in on the times that I'm actually on the show with you, like most of the time, or I'm writing in Legends Nights, and then the rest of my days are free and easy. I'm a retired man, and I'm a free spirit. But us Hackney boys and East London boys like John and I, you know, it's just like whatever the day brings you.
You're just chilling out at home, hanging up the duvets, you know how it is.
Exactly. Diaries are just reference points. They're not hard and fast. So, you know, yeah, Tuesday night, listen, something falls into our lap Tuesday afternoon and the deal can get done, even if it's, you know, a loan with an option to buy. You never, ever quite know, do you?
Absolutely.
You hope. It's like when Van der Vaart came in, wasn't it? It was like, you know, Harry, bless him, I'm doing a couple of shows with Harry in March. Tickets not available. They're all sold out because it's Harry. But, you know, he said he's having a bit of pasta with him and Bondi, and all of a sudden Van der Vaart like falls in his lap. Next thing you know, he's at Arsenal scoring a goal, shushing the crowd, and he becomes a crowd favourite. So who knows? Like, you know, 10 p.m. Tuesday night, the back phone rings at Tottenham HQ. Wallop, you've got yourself a new player, haven't you? This is the window for you, isn't it? So we do need someone.
Yeah, I agree.
But some deals are, aren't they? It's like, you know, like today with Danjuma. Yep. Exactly. It is sometimes these deals, because, like, as you know, as we were led to believe, he'd actually signed. He just never sent his registration off. He'd done welcome videos, met everybody. And, you know, this is the way sometimes the Porro deal has gone on longer than, I don't know, Big Brother, which just seems to be about 6 months long when it was on the TV. And then, like, another one, like, some are 5 weeks, some are 5 minutes. So, yeah, come Tuesday, something falls in our lap. If we get a decent centre-back in now on Tuesday, you know, then we're cooking, aren't we? Because I don't know, it's football's like a funny old game, as somebody once said. We were so down in the dumps. Then the team has a meeting. Monday night happens with Fulham. That looks good. Today happens at Preston away, and Sonny's smiling again. You know, the gaffer looks infused, like he was at Fulham, beating his chest. And all of a sudden, everybody feels like 10 foot tall again. It's so up and down. Couple more players drop into our lap come Wednesday morning, and we could be in a very, very different place, couldn't we? A real, real, like, different dynamic and feel around the club. Not that some of the problems that we've got have gone away completely, but it helps. It just helps to, like, you know, lift the mood and put you in a different frame of mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the question, Rick?
I don't remember myself now. I was half hour ago at the question. I think the question was at the very start. Let's bring John in. John, Christian Seely's just been out for his post-match press conference and said, we are happy because we made some changes, but nothing changed from the last performance. So we have to be happy with that. We've had a great first half. Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on that, John. We've had a great first half, moving the ball quickly, and we only had to wait for the perfect opportunity. I have to ask you, John, quickly, do you agree with Christian Seely there? Would you describe that as a... Honestly, I'm probably...
I think he's gilding the lily a bit, but he's entitled to. It was a very competent first half. Those, you know, they didn't let Preston lay a glove on them, really. And they quietened the crowd down. That's a nice professional job. They did a professional job. I thought they moved the ball a lot quicker in the second half. You could see there was even towards the end of the second half. They had an urgency going. But, you know, that's football. You know, you just got to keep probing, pushing, playing your football and have the confidence eventually a chance will drop or, you know, Sonny's going to work a bit of magic. One of your forwards is going to pull something out of the bag. You're going to work some magic. And they did for, you know, with the second goal. What a lovely little flick from Perisic. Beautiful little flick through to Sonny, and then he pivoted and it was a great finish. But yeah, first half was nice and solid. You get knocked down in life, you know, and absolutely. What do you do? It looks to me like I was thinking, is this it? Is it coming to the big bust up we all expected between him and Levy? Or it looks to me like he's being quite grown up and he's got a contract and he's going to get on and honour it, is what it looks like to me. And that he's building the team in his image. He obviously didn't want Spence. I feel, you know, we all feel sorry for Spence, and I totally agree with Sam. I think he could have come and done a job for us, you know, today or some of these other cup games. But it's obviously a little bit, you know, Conte giving a very strong message to Levy. He's not going to, you know, he knows the players he wants. I've got a funny feeling for Fulham as well, they're looking compact as a team, you know, and they're closing the space. They're restricting the space because those two midfielders have to have support from the forwards and the wing backs on occasion. And if you're a yard or two out of position, there's gaps there. And that's what we've seen happen time and time again. We rode our luck through the first part of the season. We know we've been terrible. But the solidity that we had towards the end of last season looks to be back. And that all goes very well. And I mean, the big change of personnel. But one thing with Tottenham now I like, you know what you're going to get. You know, there's not lots of, you know, wild kind of cards. You know what you're going to get. And actually, Conte ball, when he's got the right players, he's got square pegs in square holes, can be effective and quite exciting football. We wouldn't call it particularly, you know, like boring and defensive. It's good, you know, good football with lots of width, lots of pace. You know, it's all about a quick transition. But his teams are capable of knowing that some games you have to break down teams like Preston, who defended deep today. And up to this point, we've not been very good because that's the hardest thing in football. When you're up against a team sitting very deep, there's no space behind them. You've got to work your 1-2s and you've got to have movement so well, which I hate to say, that lot up the road have been doing very well this season, you know.
John, can I ask you just very quickly, we've got to bring it on to Son and the goals to come in the second half, but I just want to get your thoughts on the chants from the Spurs fans in regards to the backing of Antonio Conte, then immediately followed up by the chance of Daniel Levy out. What do you make of that, John? You know, that's a message that's been sung
I was arguing with younger geezers who sat next to me when I had the season ticket for years in the lower show. Nice blokes, you know. They're younger than me. I was in my 50s at the time, I suppose, you know, at that little period. And I was already sick of Enic by then, you know. And they felt that Enic were kind of good and they'd seen how poor we were under Sugar and, you know, for a couple of years. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're always under Enic. We are always at least two or three players short of having a proper team, a proper squad. And it won't be any different this week. I'd be very surprised if we sign a top quality centre half. I just don't see it, you know.
You know, I will ask you, John, I am going to finish the show in relation to the transfer window, because only at the moment City's a bit too far away for us. But we are going to go for our next break of the show for our listeners on audio. Taking that break, you're going to hear from Heung-Min Son, who gives you his reaction to being one of two of Spurs' goal scorers in the win, of course, against Preston.
It was a tough game, especially away from home, and coming in here, we knew it's going to be a hard game. So I think that moment was right to score the goal. Well, we well deserve it. So, I mean, win the 3-0, I think it was a really, really important to go next round. So, I mean, it's better night.
Always in control, though, Sonny, weren't we?
Yeah, we are always in control. Yeah, second half, they had a couple shot off from outside box. But, look, we were all game in the control. But the most important thing is that we scored a goal and opened more space, so that we create another chances. So I think that's what we did today. I think the lads did a great job.
That first goal, and don't you dare say it was lucky. That first goal, that's becoming a trademark for you, Sonny, isn't it? In that pocket and left foot curl in, beautiful.
No, I mean, I work hard to be in that position and try to shoot in that position. And yeah, today, what I always say is that luckily the ball went inside. So yeah, we as a team, as a player, as a personally, I think we needed the time. And yeah, I'm very, very happy that we could help the team to go next round. And yeah, we want to continue to work, and obviously this game, yeah, we want to see also positive thing, but also where we can improve. So I think this is important, that we look back where we can improve the things that for the coming the games.
One more positive thing was Arno came on and scored a debut goal for us. He looks an exciting player, Sonny. That could be good for us.
I mean, it's always good that someone comes in and playing debut, always excited. I could remember that my time, so I was so happy to play for this shirts, and probably same for him and as well. So I'm very, very happy. I give a big hug after the game, so I think for the fans, because I think everyone wanted to give a big hug, so for congratulate him. So I think you always have to think about it to improve. So I think it's a first really, really good step, important step. So we could see that he's could be really, really important for us. So I hope he see that as well as also in that way. So I hope he can bring us so many good positive energy things, and positive things are also good energy for rest of the season.
Really appreciate all your time. We're joined by the wonderful Richard Cracknell, the brilliant Sammy Powell, and a superb musician, John Wobble, giving you their time and their thoughts on the back of Spurs advancing in the FA Cup. Sam, I know how much you love this guy. I know how much you said at the start of the show you love him with a smile on his face, Heung-Min Son. Spurs took the lead with Son's effort. It was a screamer that went past Woodman into the net for 1-0. Son, no celebration, just stood there and admired his handiwork, what he did. What did you make of the goal?
I made of it what everybody else did. It was spectacular. But, I mean, honestly, you know, it's his confidence that we know has been affecting him. We know it's mindset with Sonny, because it's definitely not skill. And to take a shot like that still shows that he knows that he's got it. You know, I mean, there's being down on your confidence and there's being completely down on yourself. And all right, he's been a little bit out of form, but let's be honest with you. He's taking that. He knows what he's doing with it. I mean, how he lifts it up and over is just absolutely beautiful goal from him. And again, nobody wanted to see that, you know, more than me. He was humble in his celebration, as you just touched on there, Rick, as well, as if to say, right, you know, that's it now. There's more to come from me, but never in doubt. And to be honest with you, I'll stand by it now, even with his dip in form. The mask curse is broken. I like that comment. I mean, that's literally what it was. But I'll stand by this comment. And we've said it when he was in form, and I'll say it when he's out of form. There isn't a club that he wouldn't get into, Ricky. There isn't a club that he would not walk into as a key player. He is still one of the best players in the world. And it's good just to see him backfiring. And that second goal as well, how he turns, he touches it twice with his right just to set it up, just to get past the defender. And he doesn't just try and find anywhere. He wellies it into the back. He has got a bit of a point to prove. And I feel as though having him up the top there really did him a favour, as we mentioned on earlier at the beginning of the show. I think that that always works. You're a lead striker, and in the post match interview as well, when they were interviewing him, he said it's a striker's job to score. He was feeling like a striker, and that's what you want from him. So it's brilliant to see him back. Nobody more happy than me. Just an excellent, excellent football player. One of my favourite players I've ever witnessed in the game. So happy days.
Yeah, no, listen, I think we all agree. Cracks coming to you. Look, I think we've all been concerned about Sonny's form. I mean, you could argue we're going to come on to Spurs' debut boy, of course, Arnold Danjuma. Maybe his signing again, pushing Son a bit more. I think that's maybe been the argument with Tottenham, that we don't have enough players that push the current 11 in terms of competition. But Stellini after the game said, in terms of those goals giving Son confidence, absolutely yes. He's a top player. He only has to wait for the right moment and feel comfortable to find the space to attack and to play 1v1 this evening was a very, very good game for him. He went on to say, with a Son for the extra responsibility without Harry Kane, he said, I think so. We can feel this from Sonny without Harry. He has the most important striker for us. And we played with Perisic not in his perfect position. So for Sonny, it was really important to find a way to score and to let the team win. And it's interesting he references Perisic there, Kratz, because I think we've said it on the last few shows that many seem to be picking up on this issue where Son fails to score or involve in goals when Perisic is on the field. But do you think tonight is almost, look, I wouldn't say clean slate, but we go again for the rest of the season now? Because we need him to be on form, Kratz, if Spurs are going to have a real decent second half to the season.
Yeah, and tonight's not going to do any harm at all, is it? And like I said at the top of the show, that first goal, you know, that's going in whoever you're playing, whether that's, you know, Preston, Milan or anybody, you know, it's a PSG, that's in. That's going in. It's a fantastic technique. And look, Sonny's not a terrible player. He hasn't all of a sudden become a terrible footballer. He's just lost a bit of confidence, maybe a bit of overtraining that Kane alluded to in a press conference, post-match presser. You know, there's a little bit of that going on. A little bit with Perisic maybe playing in the space that he did. Conte may be clipping his wings a little with what he does. He's a bit of a free spirit that roams about, and Conte's asked him to be a little bit more disciplined. But away from that, he's still Sonny. He's still capable of that. So you do that, you smile on your face, and he's a delight to watch, isn't he? And he just looks a nice lad. He's one of those footballers. Some of them, you look at him and you think to yourself, not quite sure about you as a chap. You look at him and you think to yourself, you know, if my daughter brought him home as a date, I'd be quite happy with that. You know, some of them, not so much. He just seems a good lad, doesn't he? You know, and I'm pleased for him. I'm pleased that he's sort of finding his feet again. And yeah, if he takes that into the second half of the season, look, there's last time he came in and he had to pick up where Harry had left off because he was out of the team. He'd done it then. He's done it tonight. So
if he stays in that form, though, Crackers, I think top four, he's easily back on track. You know, that's the difference that he makes to the Spurs squad. You know, when he's got form and he's looking low on confidence, it does affect the whole team. You know, it's disappointing, isn't it? And I just think if he's back on form like this, top four, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, I want to see him skipping past defenders, you know, and midfielders. This is what you to take the ball, turn and go. He was lacking that, wasn't he? If he can pick that back up again in the second half of the season and start doing, you know, being Sonny of old, then he's back, isn't he? Yeah. And I kind of think with all this with Harry Kane, I know that there's talk of him signing a new contract, but, you know, God forbid he does go and Sonny stays, then you think to yourself, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe things aren't so doom and gloom. They won't be the same again when Harry does go or retires with us or whatever. But with Sonny there, you kind of think to yourself, okay, you know, maybe it's not all doom and gloom with Sonny firing, because he does step up. So yeah, look, it more than anything, it's just nice to see him playing and smiling again. That's what we Absolutely. Want. Happy players, confident players, good players, and he is a good player, no doubt. You know, he's up in that world-class bracket, isn't he? I know it gets bandied about a lot. You know how I feel about calling players world-class. But he does. He walks into most teams around Europe, doesn't he, and around the world, to be honest. So
when he's on form, I totally agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think, like I said, the second goal coming over to you, John, is a representation of just Sonny in full confidence, because Son does not score that second goal in relation to the season that he's been having. And I mean, like I say, John, at the moment, he's scored 138 goals for Tottenham. Only 7 players in history of the club have scored more than Sonny. Just how important could that brace be tonight, John, as a reference point for the rest of the season, do you think?
Well, yeah, bear in mind, it was Preston, but, you know, he still had to do a job. And I thought tonight, apart from the 2 goals, he did a couple of really good runs. He didn't get shoved off. He did get shoved off the ball a couple of times, but he didn't get shoved off the ball as easy as he's been so lightweight this season. He's been, you know, losing the ball every time he gets it. He's not been holding it up. I mean, playing with his back to goal isn't his speciality anyway, I know. But he's just... I was really concerned at times. I think we all were. In that game... what was the game when we lost at Villa? There were a couple of times when he had clear kind of sprinting contests with the defender, and he was, you would backed him in the past to have got a yard in front of the defender, but he didn't. You know, he was easily beaten, just seemed lacking physically, lacking in confidence. You know, football was such a demanding game. So tonight, it was obviously, we know that's the best he's played this season, apart maybe from the Leicester game. You know, he made a couple of good runs, as I say. You've got to hope that he comes. I mean, he's played a lot of football as well, you know. I mean, he really has. And I think his dad's a bit of a hard case, isn't he? He looks, you know, like a bit demanding, you know, and all that. So I think there's probably issues there, I suspect. You know, the dad's a bit hard on him and all that. But he's a lovely, everybody loves him. He's a lovely fella, obviously. So he might be the nicest first player ever. You know, such a nice way with him, you know.
I think that's why, though, John, isn't it? There's that patience with Son, because like you said there, he is a very, very nice guy. And I think, again, he does value that support he's had from the Spurs fans. I mean, have you any concerns, John, that he wouldn't get back on track overall?
Yeah, absolutely.
Point of order there, please, John, you know, just before you start, Michael Dawson, the nicest Spurs man you'll ever meet. I've met Son once.
Fair enough. You should know.
Michael Dawson for me. Nicest Mabbott, player you'll ever meet.
Mabbott.
And Mabs. Yeah.
Mabs.
Yeah.
I've met him at one of your do's in Essex years in Chigwell or somewhere, and he was lovely. Right. He was such a... He's a running bloke, man. You know. Yeah, he actually happy to have a chat with you and all that. Very, very nice fella, you know. But yeah, I was worried about Son. I think we all were, because it happened with Dele Alli, didn't it? He'll come good soon. Yeah. And he never did. And I was concerned. And if he does come good, and I think he will, you have to say hats off to Conte, who just has such confidence in him.
He's kept playing, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, in any case, he can't be playing every game. If we're going to be a serious team, we can't keep wearing out the same 11 players the way we were last year. We've got to start to... It was great to see Harry Kane. I mean, seriously, when's the last time Kane was rested for a whole game when we didn't need to bring him on?
Well, I think it's an emergency. I don't think it's happening. Obviously, it's not happened under Conte's reign. You probably
not happened in living memories. What it feels
do you know what? I think you're going to have to go back probably under Nuno, won't it? Because Nuno didn't have Harry for the... I think we're probably looking at... I mean, again, someone will probably confirm this in the comments, but arguably you'd say the 1-0 win at home to City, or the 1-0 against... I'm now trying to remember the Nuno games in charge. I've tried to blank them out, but the 1-0 away at Wolves where Dele scored, the 1-0 at home against City when Son scored. I can't believe we're going back to talk about Nuno on this show.
Yeah,
can you
see
Crackers? You can see Crackers is allergic to the word, or to Nuno as a phrase.
He'll you
can
make just you see. So proud. He makes you so proud.
Well,
he's the reason why I'm still on the beers, Nuno. Honestly. Yeah.
There's a reason why he hasn't gone to the laser crush yet. God help him. Jesus Christ. John, let's stick with you. A quick one on Richarlison's injury. Stellini said after the game he had a small problem in the last few days. We've tried to recover him, but it was not ideal to risk him. We will have him next week. It's different to his hamstring issue. A small adductor problem. Look, it's not what we want to hear. I feel for Richarlison, John. It's been real stop-start, hasn't it? We've had a couple of really good moments. He seems like he's a really good lad to have in the dressing room. You disappointed, John, we haven't seen more of him yet. He could have a big role to play for the end of the season still, right?
Well, it's typical Tottenham, isn't it? You know, he doesn't really get many starts. He looks okay. He done well in the game against Marseille at home, but he wasn't really getting any clear starts at all. And then he goes off to the World Cup. He's one of the top three players there, probably. So we're all looking forward to him coming back, and he gets injured. You know, Tottenham, isn't it? You know. Then just as he gets going again, he gets injured again, you know. So yep. I guess we've just got to be patient. But I'm sure he'll be back and at it within a week or two, because apparently it was just a minor knock. So, as I said earlier, I quite like the thought of seeing one of these cup games, seeing him down the middle, Danjuma on the left and Kulu on the right, you know. And by the way, we're not mentioning Bissouma. He's somebody who seems to be quietly growing in confidence, doesn't he? You know,
I think so. The more game time he has, John, yeah. I agree. The more game time he has. Look, this is a guy that I think we have to remember. As well as Brighton have done the last few years, coming to Tottenham is a massive step up. Some players, it takes them a year or a season to adapt. And look, I think we all have high hopes that Bissouma can still be one of the most prominent midfielders for Spurs in that midfield. When you've got Bentancur in there as well, you know, and we're looking to hopefully, please God, add something more to that midfield. I still think we need an attacking midfielder. Maka always knocks me, they're calling it a lock picker. I still think Tottenham need that almost like a number 10, like a Maddison-type player. I would love to see Spurs add that to their, you know, clutch of midfielders. I think that's something we're missing. But let's talk about the debutant. Let's come over to you, Sam, if we can. Arnold Danjuma. He was only on the pitch for a few minutes and he got his debut goal. It's been a bit of a mad week for him because, again, this is a guy that, from what we understand, not only on the brink of signing for Everton, he actually did all of the press. He had, from what I understand, he even had pictures taken of him in the Everton gear, and then decided when he heard last minute Spurs were interested, almost did a complete U-turn around Finch Farm up to Seven Sisters and thought, I've got to be a Spurs player for the rest of the season. Because the interesting thing, Sam, about this is that, you know, you can arguably say at Everton, he was going to get more game time. So he's coming out to Tottenham where he's got to face Son, Moura, who arguably you'd probably say Moura, you know, it'd be interesting to see if he moves on before deadline day. But he's got Kane in there to battle for a place, you'd arguably say. Brian Hill at the moment as well. There's players that are missing out. But what do you think, Sam, so far? I only saw 20 minutes of him. He got a goal. Bit of a scuff, but look, they all count. How big would that be for his confidence, Sam?
Yeah, brilliant. And you know what? I've got big hopes for him because... And just going back to that Everton scenario, you know, I mean, that's happened to us too many times. So it is good. It's good to be on the other side of it. You know, we've been pickpocketed last minute. But I mean, he must be thinking, I mean, he was on a guarantee with Everton. But it's a little bit like, you know, he was on the way to jump into bed with Susan Boyle and he got a text message from Mila Kunis. Do you know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, he knew that he wanted to go to Tottenham. And I mean, it's incomparable, but you know, I think it's better to have done that than get a guarantee. And you know, I have been one of these people that's been. I know who he is. I know he's a good player, but you always do, don't you? If you're not YouTubing him and having a look at what they're made of, then you're not interested. And he's standout. I mean, he's got what it takes. He's one of the players that I think will really make a difference. In fact, challenge. Which for a place in the starting lineup, you've seen him as soon as he came on. His first touch nearly led to a goal, and he was fuming that he didn't get it as well. He was jumping in the air and punching the air. You want to see that passion from him. Richarlison's got that. You know, at the end of the day, I think we've got a feisty attack. You know, we've got a big red button to push when we're firing, but it's just amending everything at the back. But yeah, Danjuma, I am expecting big things. And I tell you what, you know, I know we can't change this squad in one window. I know it's going to take the summer. I know Spurs fans are upset. I know it's all about Enic. It's all about Levy. And listen, Levy, God's sake, you've seen what's happened with this Porro deal, probably because he was pinching over a, he was trying to swap a Rolo for a Chomp Bar or whatever he was trying to do. I just don't understand why we can't just get the business done when we're releasing profits of 550 million quid. But that's just how Spurs work. But we've got to look at the positives, Ricky. You've always got to look at them. And Danjuma and Porro, I'm telling you now, change the game for us. They really do. They mix it up. So not only is it increasing it in depth, we've got big, strong, aggressive players that are wanting to get stuck in. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. Really, yeah. I'm going to be a fan of Danjuma, and I've got a big, big, big... I'm thinking that everybody...
Where were you going to go with it? We've said you're a big...
Yeah, I had to change that. Well, that's definitely not true, Ricky, but I've got a big, big, big feeling that all of us Spurs fans are going to be right behind me in terms of him becoming a bit of a fan's favourite.
John, let's come over to you.
Ricky, I just want to say this. Though. I just want to go back to the Mabbott and Dawson and Son thing because you've had nights crackers, right? You've done the Mabbott. You know Dawson really well, but you've not done Son. So I'm going to go 50% shares with you on Sushi with Son nights, right? So everyone can get to know him, to know that he is the nicest man in football, because you can't judge him until you've properly had him on.
Oh, mate. Now, listen, all these boys now that are playing now, I really have got no hope of ever getting him to come and do a night. One or two, maybe further down the line when my son takes over doing them. But, you know, they're just earning such unbelievable money. They'll do it out of the love of the fans. And, you know, even some like Ledley King. Ledley King's a lovely guy. I mean, a properly lovely, lovely man. Not just a footballer, a lovely guy. Michael Dawson, you know, they earn good money from the game, as a few of them did, but they like to come along and do these nights. So, you know, if Sonny wants to come and do one, Harry wants to come and do one, I'd love to do them. I'd absolutely love to do them, and people would love them. I'd do them for charity. If somebody wants to, if these boys now want to do them, fantastic. But I fear that, you know, the days of Legends nights are a diminishing thing. So come along to them whilst you can. Thanks for the advert, Rick. I'll send you 500 quid.
I was looking forward to the William Colston special. Oh, God. I'm going to have to take that off the price list now. Go on, John. What do you think, John?
I was there the minute that night he got the last minute winner against Bolton away. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. God. Yeah, I was there too.
That was a rubbish team, wasn't it? Oh, Asimovic, was it? The other, you know. That was the last time we consistently played three at the back. Was under Glenn.
I mean, God cracks. I mean, some of the players you could have. I mean, bless you. Like, I say, clientele-wise, it's still up the top. It's still up the top. Imagine putting cracks with Asimovic for an hour.
An evening with Rowan Ricketts. Come on. You know you want to come along.
Oh,
come
my God.
On. Come on.
We're paying them. We're paying us at you, cracks. I promise you. John, let's come to you. Danjuma. Stellini's come out and said it was a good start for him to score in his first game. We're looking forward to working with him. We have to discover this guy. He can play many positions in the front three. We're happy for that. But I also want to mention the three at the back, because they played really a good game. Sanchez was the captain. It was a good match for Patron, who obviously he's got that nickname. And all at the three at the back worked really hard. But for you, John, from what you've seen from Danjuma, look, it's 20 minutes, he's scored a goal. How big would that be for his confidence, John?
Oh, well, he looks confident, fella, anyway. He looks to me like he really fancies the job. His stats are not great. I saw on one of the other Spurs podcasts, someone's reading the stats out. And his stats are not great, apart from dribbling. Dribbling's great and touches in the opposition's box. And you just think, well, this is exactly what Conte, you know, one of the things we lack, often in tight games, when it's a stalemate, do you remember Genius used to come off the bench for us with Redknapp? And Genius could go past the man. He wasn't really a dribbler, but he could go past. Sometimes you need somebody who can go past the man, who can dribble, and he can do that. Because one thing, Sonny's a great modern striker, great movement, very versatile, can get shots off with both feet and all that. But he hasn't really got a trick in him as such. You know, he's got great, use his pace well, but this Danjuma looks like he's got a trick in him, you know. I think he'll be a fans, you know, we like this kind of player at Tottenham, you know. I don't think Conte would allow him to be a self-indulgent Ginola or anything, but I think I've got a funny feeling. I think he'd do a job. Scoring on your debut at Tottenham's always a good sign. That's the Greavesy touch, you know.
And I also think, John, as well, that gives you a bit more time with regards to the fans as well. I mean, he's only alone here, Crack, so it'll be interesting to see how that does have an impact. Because, look, I mean, I think he had a fairly good, decent scoring rate at Villarreal in the 2020-21 season or 22 season. So, listen, Crack, all you can ask him to do is hit the ground running, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, for those of you that love your stats, I'm a little bit like Jason McGovern. I'm sort of, I glaze over a little bit of XG and running stats and this stat and that stat. But they have their place in football and his stats are right up there. They are right up there. So, you know, it's, again, players can come into clubs and they don't quite hit it off. And then they go to another club and, you know, they're absolutely fantastic. You know, they hit the ground running and they feel at home because, like I've always said, Rick, it's football. The actual game of football is about 20% of what goes on around a footballer. You know, they have to feel at home. Their family have to feel right in the town or the city that they've moved to. All these things feed into what makes a footballer and how well they're playing. You know, they got to like the gaffer. They got to like the people that they're playing alongside. So, you know, there's so many ifs, buts, maybes, whys, whats, x, y's and z's that go on with footballers. So, listen, he's come on tonight. He's grabbed one. He's scuffed it in. But they all count. Maybe we've just got a lucky player. but just gets in the right place. Well, wouldn't it? You know, because like you know, Tottenham and luck, as we know, it's just a cursed club, isn't it? It's absolutely cursed. But if somebody comes in and starts getting a couple going in off of his backside, and you're winning games, then happy days. But you know, we've discussed over the last few weeks the doom and gloom around Spurs. I don't think, and there is, don't get me wrong, there's things there that drastically need changing. But there's also just some tweaks and just a few little things that need changing that can make things a whole lot better. And players around the team at the moment, Kulusevski, Bentancur, Romero, Porro, if he comes in, it looks like he is now. These all improve the side so much. Udogie coming in as well. Saar, Hill, you know, there's some good kids around that team coming in. Skip's come in tonight and he looked okay. You know, he'd be
not there though, is he, Skip? I think Hill.
No, not Hill, quite. Hill looks a different on prospect.
Do you not think he's getting better? I think Brian Hill's getting better.
Sammy, don't even get me. Ricky's going to say to you, don't start crackers on.
I mean, I enjoyed the chant tonight. We threw them back, didn't we? The Brian Hill chant. You know, he's got long hair, but we don't.
Exactly. There's quite a lot of youngsters and things. Like, the academy's a bit of a worry. There doesn't seem to be too much being produced from the academy. But some of the youngsters we're buying in at the moment, and coming through, then you've got to think to yourself, oh, okay, you know, that looks okay. Not saying that we don't go out and buy players that are needed, box fresh, ready to go right now. But I don't think it's as terrible as social media will tell you. You know, we're not in a terrible place. It really isn't. It just feels like it. So, I think there's much to be optimistic about. Hopefully that optimism bears out.
Agreed. What we are going to do is we are going to go for our final break of the show for our listeners and audio. In this next 10 minutes, we're going to do the quick update on January's transfer window.
Hi, everyone. Crackers here with your events update for 2023. Friday the 24th of February, Gary Mabber at the Rodgers Club in Chessington.
Friday the 3rd of March, Harry Redknapp at Cambly Heath Golf Club. Go to echo61.co.uk for further details. Friday the 10th of March, Steve Sedgley, Tony Galvin, Phil Bill are at Dartford FC for South East Thames Spurs Supporters Club. Friday the 17th of March, Glenn Hoddle is at Bedwas Rugby Club. That's for South Wales Spurs. Emerald Spurs events on Facebook have on Friday the 24th of March, Michael Dawson at Roe Park Resort, Limavady. And then on Saturday the 25th of March, Gary Mabbott at the Bonington Hotel in Dublin. Worcester Spurs, the official supporters club there, Friday the 28th of April, Glenn Hoddle is at Worcestershire County Cricket Club. If you go to at Mr. Cracknell across the socials, please take a look on there for posters of these events and further ticket details. Come on, you Spurs!
Phoenix 51 is a powerful employee technology enabling organisations to make data-driven decisions at every stage of the employee journey, from hiring through benchmarking and development too. The platform provides detailed analytics on the most important asset in your business, your people, enabling organisations not only to make the correct hiring decisions, but also how to benchmark, train and retain them. Phoenix 51, powering your people decisions through every part of the employee journey.
So as we understand it with Tottenham at the moment, they are expected to be announcing the signing of Pedro Porro very, very soon. Now, from what we understand from good friend of the show, Fabrizio Romano, Tottenham never considered this signing at a risk or at close to collapsing. Porro was the priority target since the beginning of the January window. The plan is for Pedro Porro to say his goodbyes to the Sporting fans following their League Cup final defeat to Porto, and then he will travel and have a medical within the next 24 hours in which contracts will be signed and exchanged, and he will become an official Tottenham Hotspur player. So Danjuma over the line scoring this evening, Pedro Porro on his way. What else do you think Spurs need to do, or what will they do between now and the end of this January transfer window?
We need a centre-half. We need a proper kingpin, somebody who can play in the centre of that three at the back, and we need a number 10 now. And then I think we're sort of good to go. The funny thing is all this drama about getting Porro in, and it's good that we are, and because we've got a big problem on the right flank. We've got a big problem on the left flank.
Agree.
I think Perisic in the big games, well, Perisic, to me, you know, defensively against these better teams, he's a canny footballer. I don't think he's up to it defensively in the Premier League. And Cessinho, you know, I mean, today's better. You know, he's getting into positions, he's going past his man. But, you know, it's like, just get him out there practising under pressure, just dinking balls in, just standing balls up to the far post as well. And by the way, the other thing annoyed me in the game near the end, it's only a little thing, the last corner we had. Yep. No one at the far post. What is going on there? So the ball came, you know.
Yeah. But it feels like that's a dying breed at Spurs. I don't quite know why, because every other team that are an astute side seems to know what they're doing. But so for you, John, we're talking as if Porro's done. We expect it to be done. You think, from your perspective,
why would anybody think when you look at Levy's track record that he's going to go out and make? You know, I'd love it if he did, and maybe they will. But you've got to think the odds are against it. You saw the thing about the Korean centre half today, right? You know,
Kim
the Mourinho.
Yeah,
you know that. They wanted 10. They wanted 10 mil. 10 mil.
And we can only go to 5. Yeah.
We can only go to 5. Well, you're back to a nigger. It's like when a geezer turns up and you're sending a Ford Escort. You only want 750, but he's got to get into you. My base tech's a lovely bloke. Really nice bloke. Lovely bloke. Makes dental appointments on a day of gigs. Not great, but whatever. We can roll with it, you know? Yeah, we'll wait for you, sort of thing. But when, you know, negotiating with equipment and that is feral, you know, and you just think, look, so the band laugh, I always say to this guy, just mucking about, £2.95, that's my final offer, you know, like, because, you know, I'm selling in some stuff and it just comes white, suddenly it's the worst piece of shit in the world. I thought it was top line equipment I've got going. It's hardly been used. I've got a lot of equipment, you know. And it's like, oh, sorry, my mistake. It's obviously shit and no one uses these anymore. It's terrible. Okay, look, I'll give it to you for £2. Okay, you know. And, you know, and I think with Levy, that's what it's like, basically, you know. And, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's to me, look, it has its place. It's more the Mr. Buyright way of doing business. And, of course, he ran Mr. Buyright, I think, you know. And, you know, it's okay. It's what some business people are like. when it's a Premier League club that needs to move quickly, you know, that is something else, you know.
Agreed.
But someone, by the way, somebody died. Mark Riley, my mate, has just texted the DJ, fuck no. I wonder what's happened. You know,
we'll try and get the bottom of that.
I am on the same level, just before you go any further, to what
go on,
somebody posted before saying, what is happening on this show? Am I hallucinating? I am feeling that comment like so badly right now. Especially
we're covering all bases. Not like John covers the stage. I tell you, we've got the drummer in the corner. We've got the tambourine man all going on. Sam, let's throw your tuppence penny worth in here. That's not Spurs' budget. You may argue it might be Spurs' budget come the end of when people listen to this show.
Yeah.
But Sam, what do you expect to happen between now and the end of the window for you? Look, it looks like Porro has been over the line. Dan Juma through the door. Do you expect anything more, Sam, in these last few days of the window, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I tweeted the other day, and I hate doing this because obviously, you know, I'm connected to the football community, and I do know quite a few people. Not at your level, Ricky, with Fabrizio Romano on the show, you know what I mean? But I do know a few people that are solid for information that think Spurs have got another signing in them. So they said after Dan Juma that Porro was looking really likely, and another signing as well, that they're going to be punting on up until deadline day. And the rumour is it is in the defensive market for a goalkeeper. So, you know, let's see what happens. You never know how to do it. I'm not an ITK. I never want to be an ITK. Don't trust ITKs. But the bottom line is, you know, apparently we're still fishing. We've still got our rod in the water, seeing what fish are floating around. So
God,
let's see what happens. I don't know. My honest answer is I don't know. Would I be happy if the window closed now with Porro and Dan Juma? My answer is yeah. It is. So, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And I mean, flipping it. I mean, we're not talking about Rome here, are we, at the moment? We're talking about...
No, definitely not Rome.
Talking about Scunthorpe. But we're still trying to do a little bit of regeneration and get everything in. The bottom line is we're adding depth.
Yep.
You know, hopefully these are going to be contributions on a serious note for Conte to stay with us, because I'm one of those people that doesn't want to read that he wants to go at the end of the season. And there's a lot of mixed messages with that. He is the man for us as much as the, because we haven't touched on the Pochettino Conte thing tonight. And the bottom line is I love Pochettino. Antonio Conte is the man for Tottenham. So let's hope that the signings are going to keep him happy and be one step forward to making him show there's going to be a bit of commitment in the summer.
It's obviously that Conte Paratici want him in, and it's a fantastic signing, Rick. It really is, him coming in. I think we do need some more, and we could get some more. And if the club, if it falls into their lap, then let's go for it. There just needs to be a little bit more to dare is to do. That's the club motto. That runs right throughout the club, on the pitch, off the pitch, deals and everything. So, you know, it's there, isn't it? It's there to be taken. The money's there. No, I'm happy with the deals thus far. There's scope and room to do some more, isn't there? If the club's brave, then we can get them done, can't we? Just don't loan Brian Hill anywhere. The boy's a superstar.
He was great. Yeah. Well, he's a footballer. He's a footballer. He and he's getting
proper baller. That third goal, Rick, we haven't really touched on the build-up to it. Hill lays off to Kulusevski, puts the ball into the middle. Dan Juma puts it in. There's three players for the future of Spurs, aren't they?
You're back down to having players. He's a bit David Silver-like, who can unpick the lot with those tight, deep-sitting defences. That ball for Kane's goal against Palace. Oh,
exactly.
What a beautiful ball. Exactly. What a beautiful... Just knew he had to put a bit of pace on it. Fantastic.
And tonight, I think there's your lockpicker, Rick, in Brian Hill. Mm. I wouldn't loan him out. I mean, you know, obviously people at the club see him far more than me, but what I've seen of him, give him some game time.
Better and better and
better. Yeah, he's your lock picker. He really is.
Someone corrected me earlier in the show. The draw actually is on Monday on The One Show. That's for the UK viewers and listeners. On The One Show on Monday. It won't be Sunday. So, like I say, it'll be Monday with relation to the draw.
Nick, can I have a quick rant on that, please? Because on the draw. I love the FA Cup. It's what I grew up on. My great-grandfather played in the FA Cup in one of the rounds, not the actual final. He played for Preston North End along with other clubs. And you got the draw on The One Show. For those of you watching outside of the UK, The One Show is like this magazine TV show that's so lightweight, they have to actually like nail it down. It's full of helium. And like, it will be, oh, we're speaking to Mrs. Smith, who's crocheted a model of the Edinburgh Castle, and here's the FA Cup draw. Don't put it in The One Show. It's such a light and fluffy, light show with absolutely nothing to do with football, except for Jermaine Genus, who hosts it sometimes. And they're putting the cup draw for the fifth round in that show. Give the FA Cup draw its own show, like it used to be, with a velvet bag and the balls being drawn out, and put it in Football Focus or put it in Match of the Day. Don't, please, stop degenerating the FA Cup. It's the world's oldest cup competition. I mean, you know, people that work as butchers, bakers and candlestick makers play in it and can win it. It's a fantastic competition. And I'm just really, really sad to see how it's just been sort of kicked into the long grass as this inconvenience within a season. So I just want to see the FA Cup come back to where it should, it really, really should be. It deserves some respect. It really does. And, you know, The One Show has its place, but the FA Cup draw in that show isn't that place, Rick. It's just not that place. Yeah. I want to see a little bit of gravitas and a little bit of respect paid back to this cup competition. Other than that, Rick, I've got no opinion on it.
Rick, Sam, Ricky, thank you.
John, thank you so much.
The Glenn Hoddle of bass guitar.
Oh, I like that, yeah. He was the best Tottenham player I've ever seen. To this day, the best Tottenham player I've ever seen play. I've got to say, Hoddle. Even better than Greaves. For me, he was the best. He was the king, you know.
Please, God, there's some more to come. Look, from the wonderful Jar Wobble, from the brilliant Richard Cracknell, from the superb Sammy Powell, look, from all of us here, guys, as always, please keep safe, keep well. Thank you for all of your support. Those that are still watching us right now, thank you so much. And as always, come on, you Spurs.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.